Lucas was the last one in the door. The meeting included Rue, the mayor, a deputy mayor, and heads of departments. "Are these guys militia?" the mayor asked. Rue scratched her head and said, "I think we're basically dealing with some goofs with guns. Three guys, psychos, who maybe rode together in a biker gang, and maybe messed around on the edge of the Nazi stuff." The mayor jabbed a finger at the chief. "Well, if they blow up the fucking First Bank, I don't want to be standing there with my dick in my hands. Do we have one single thing we can move on now? Anything?"
"Maybe one," said Lucas. He was thinking about the laundromat. A place to start.
Sandy drove while Butters leaned against the window on the passenger side. Elmore followed in Sandy's truck. Butters refused to answer her questions, wouldn't tell her who had shot Lachaise. She and Elmore had been feeding stock and hadn't watched television. Butters watched her carefully when they pulled up at the old folks' home where Sandy still filled in when somebody was sick. A big first aid kit in the nurse's office gave up medical supplies, and she stocked up with everything she might need, even found a bottle of penicillin pills at the bottom of a nurse's drawer. Butters drove into the narrow, ice-clogged streets of Frogtown. They parked behind Martin's truck and got out. Elmore drew up behind them and hurried over, white-faced. He demanded to speak to Sandy.
"I'm going to talk to Elmore," Sandy said. "Are you going to shoot me, Ansel? That'd help Dick a lot."
Butters watched from a distance as Sandy took Elmore 20 yards down the street. Elmore was visibly trembling.
"I've been listening to the radio," he rasped. "They've been down here killing cops' families. Everybody in the goddamn world is looking for him, Sandy."